USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Storms still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes on Tuesday. This as authorities in Alabama say a woman and child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. Officials say a tornado caused the tree to fall onto the home outside of Montgomery, killing a 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy. The world's largest active volcano is continuing to erupt in Hawaii. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. That's according to scientists at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Fissure number 4, a smaller one that opened up Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still miles away from civilization.
The number of jobs added by private companies in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. This as fewer people are applying for home mortgages.
Mortgage applications are falling slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they fell by just under 1% compared to last week. This is despite a drop in the 30-year interest rate. That fell to just under 6.5%. In the meantime, demand to refinance a mortgage suffered a big drop as it decreased by 13%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Singer-songwriter Christine McVie is dead at the age of 79. She was a key contributor to Fleetwood Mac's multi-platinum success during the late 1970s. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
On Wednesday, President Joe Biden spoke at the first in-person White House Tribal Nations Summit in 6 years. He also signed a new memorandum to improve communication between the federal government and tribal nations.
Everyone's entitled to be treated with respect and dignity, the dignity that comes from just being who we are. This is especially true for tribal nations, to whom the United States owes a solemn trust and treaty obligations that we haven't always lived up to.
Biden also saying the Inflation Reduction Act provides tribal-specific funding to communities. China has seen a string of protests against the country's zero-COVID policy. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he supports the people of China as they protest.
Our beef is not with the Chinese people. Our beef is with the Communist Party, Xi Jinping, and their authoritarian rule.
Republicans are criticizing the White House's response to the protests, saying this is the time for President Joe Biden to take a stronger stance against the People's Republic of China. Two senators are asking the FTC to look into Ticketmaster's Taylor Swift presale debacle. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the FTC chair Tuesday. They're asking what the commission is doing to mitigate the impact of bots and other malicious software when it comes to selling tickets on the Internet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.